I put my timer on to make sure that I only get 10 minutes. I love you guys. I genuinely, in my heart, love you guys. 1,000% with everything within me. Life's for everybody. Meaning that things happen in every single person's life, right? Some of you out there, you may be in a job that you don't want to be in and you've been in it too long and you're thinking, you know what? I need to get out of this or I need to make a change with my life. Others of you may have been in a relationship and you're saying, man, what is happening? Or maybe some of you have even outgrown the relationships that you're in. And I'm not talking about the person that you land next to. I'm also talking about your friends, your family, all of that. I will tell you that most of what you've been through, and not everything, because I know it's some people that had, you know, some situations that I can't relate to, and it's other people that's had some situations that I absolutely can't relate to. But I often say that you can't be a 24-year-old life coach because you don't even know what life is yet. You don't even know what it feels like to be 30. You don't even know what it feels like to be 40. You don't know what it feels like to have a child. You don't know what it feels like to get a disappointing report from their school. You don't know what it feels like to have a lost parent or have somebody else, an extended family member, die, or to have to take care of your wife's mother or any of that type of stuff. And I was never predicted to even live past 18 or 21 years old. I've told some of y'all that have taken this journey with me, and we're going to get into the Michelle Obama and the Barack Obama speeches in just a second. But every day that I'm alive, it's like points on the board. So I live with no regret, and I live, you know, with no reservation. Every day is the present. Every day is a present for me. And last night, you know what I'm saying? I got off of after hours and, you know, it was stuff, some stuff that was going on. Like I said, life be life and everybody's life. You know, it's a lot going on. People dying, family members, it's circumstances, you know, and then it's small stuff, it's big stuff, little trauma here, a little drama there. A brother over there pissed off a mama over here, whatever it is, right? And so I went to bed kind of disturbed, you know what I'm saying? But then I woke up this morning at peace. And when I was putting on my tea Chanley, because I actually do use the product, and I was putting on my tea Chanley, and, you know, after I had got out of the shower and all of that stuff, and I brushed my teeth and I was getting ready to come in here to the studio, I realized that through it all and through the ups and the downs and the disassociating myself with certain people in order to move forward and certain family members have turned on you and, you know, different things have happened in my life. At 42 years old today, on August 21st, 2024, I am genuinely happy. I have never been... I woke up this morning at peace. I have never been more free in my life. I have, you know, yesterday it was crazy because as a man, and a lot of the guys in the chat can relate to this, and just rock with me for a second. A lot of the guys in the chat can relate to this. For most of us, and I'm talking about real men. I'm not talking about guys that's killing people over video games. I'm not talking about people that, you know, is going to always be a leecher. For most of us, we spend the overwhelming majority of our entire lives living for other people. And so we don't have time to think about ourselves. Very rarely in my life have I ever had time to think about myself. And it's the same thing for my father. It's the same thing for my brothers. It's the same thing for my uncles. You don't really, as a man that is a traditional conservative man, Your first 40 years, maybe even 50 if you're lucky, your first 40 to 50 years is for everybody else. It's to make sure that you get your kids through school. It's to make sure that if anything that was to ever happen to you, that the people that love you or the people that you support the most will be taken care of. It's, you know, dedication and stand grinding and making sacrifices and doing this and that. And so you never get a chance to think for yourself. I mean, for a lot of y'all that's watching this right now, for Mother's Day, the mother gets celebrated. For Father's Day, he get a tie and some socks. I remember my father getting some very regular ass gifts. And he just rolled with it. He just rolled with the punches and he never expected anything from anybody. And he always taught me that more was going to be expected from you than given to you. And that is the burden that comes with leadership. That is the burden what comes with being a real man. And so to get to a point in my life to where no matter what happens, I woke up this morning and I genuinely had a peace up over me. It was like a cloak of peace. It was like, it's okay. Like, the future is bright. I was talking to Michaela yesterday. Michaela Montgomery, a lot of y'all know her as the woman that went viral because she was at the Atlanta Trump rally. And she called me yesterday. And it's kind of like a big bro, little sis type of relationship at this point. And so we was talking. We've talked on the phone multiple different times. And I just give y'all a little bit of insight. So me and her, we're going to be doing some shows and we're going to be streaming. Our first stream is going to be next Wednesday, right? Not this Wednesday, not tonight. It's going to be next Wednesday. So we're working together. And I was talking to her on the phone yesterday and I was chilling and I was in the studio and I was sitting in a chair and we was talking and she was telling me everything that she had going on and I was telling her everything that I had going on. And then I asked her a question, right? Because it was so refreshing to be in an environment and to have a conversation with somebody that was as intelligent as her and had such a bright future. And when you talk to people that surround you and around you, sometimes you can get dragged down because you realize that that person, they don't really even care about their life. They're not even doing nothing. And this person, they just want to kind of keep you down and they keep being around you because they just familiar with you and ain't even really rocking with you. And I was talking to Michaela yesterday and it helped me. She helped me because talking to a woman and I was talking to her and we was talking about the different things that we had going on and what our goals was and how we was putting our schedule together so we can work together and take care of each other. And I asked her a question and I said, what's your goals? Like, what's your ultimate goal? What's the end play for you? And I'm not going to divulge our conversation because that's between me and her. But she told me something and it was a big goal. And she actually laid it out for me as to how she could get there and that she was working on it and she wasn't slowing down and she was on top of it and she was incredibly intelligent and she's just as intelligent on the phone as she is, you know, during these presentations and stuff like that. And I was like, and I just said it. I said, damn, Michaela, that's big. And the only thing that I could do, because she's pouring into me and I'm pouring into her, the only thing that I could ask her and that I could say to her was, all right, so how can I play a role in you getting there? And it's like a genuine friendship. And it's not that you have to know people for a long time, but you can actually discern between spirits. And it's like a freedom. It's a peace that comes upon you that you realize that all of this time that you've been grinding your entire life was to get to this moment right here, right now, and the future is so bright. And now you can share it and you can enjoy it because the people that you align with, including the bag chasers, make sure y'all tap into the Patreon, link is in the description, including the bag chasers, they going that way. And it's no longer about survival. It's about thriving. And no matter what happens from here on out, I'm happy. I have never been more at peace and realized that happiness comes from within so much so to where I just felt compelled to share this with you guys today. Man, I don't often talk about the conversations that I have behind the scenes with a lot of people and stuff like that. But what I'm saying to you today is that if you are the type of person that has made a tremendous amount of sacrifices, and I'm not saying that you haven't made mistakes along the way, I'm not saying that things have been perfect along the way, but what I am saying is that you deserve every good thing that you get because we often hold each other accountable and responsible for the things that we did. And I'm telling you that you still need to take accountability and responsibility for the things that you've done and the roles that you played in life. But at the same time, you are in a space right here, right now, where you are not defined by the place that you grew up in or the people that you surrounded yourself by. Your future is bright. Your future is beautiful. Your future is golden. And you have to grasp it. You got to embrace it. You got to understand that it's not about where you come from. You are not beholden to anybody and you should not be loyal to trash and trash culture and people that's trying to bring you down and the crabs in a barrel mentality and spirit. And it's going to be a division between those that actually want better for themselves and those that are settling for whatever it is that somebody else is giving to them. And you're going to have to separate yourself. And at some point, it may even be a lonely journey. You know, for so many years in my life, honest to God, I always felt like I was by myself, even if I was surrounded by a bunch of people, because I was like, don't nobody even understand me. I'm here because I'm black, or I'm here because I'm family, or I'm here just because everybody, like, they expect you to just eat barbecue chicken and watermelon every single day. Like, I don't even care about it that much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to taste something different. I want to see something different. I want to experience something different. I looked at the Bible a little bit differently. My interpretation of it was like, wow, that's a revelation. Y'all didn't get that? Y'all didn't see that? And so now I'm starting, and God is starting to open up my eyes and take me out of spaces and help me to understand, like, you know, it is other people that think like you, and it's other people that rock with you, and you don't have to be beholden to anybody over something that you can't control. It ain't because you was born black. You are not your race. You are not any of the things that you cannot control. You can't control where you was born. You can't control who your family was in the beginning. You can't control whether or not you had trauma. You can't control about whatever it is. But my father always said, and I'm going to tell you what he told me, and he beat this into me every single day with the words that was coming out of his mouth. Life is 10% of what happens to you, 90% of how you react to it. I can control how I react to it. I ain't got to crash out just because you mad at me and you putting your standards on me and telling me that I'm supposed to react based off of what your standards was because you was raised in the hood. I'm not of you. Because I've come out of that dark place and I decided that I'm going to take control of my own life. I'm going to take control of my own circumstances. I am not defined by the standards that you put on me. You ain't defined by the standards that your parents put on you. You ain't defined by the standards that the world put on you. You ain't defined by nothing except for the path that you set for yourself. And when you find your peace, when you find your niche, when you find your group, when you find your people, embrace it and rock with it and hold on to it. And truly live in the moment. Truly live in the moment. I am so looking forward to the future. Even if the future is only for a week, I'm fully expecting to live till I'm 90 years old. But I'm so looking forward to the future. I've started being healthier. Even my DoorDash orders is different. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is small things, but it's meaningful to me. You know what I'm saying? You're ordering all salads and fruits and vegetables. I regularly make sure that I hit the gym every single day almost. Not some days I miss because I'm so busy, but most of the time I try to hit the gym every day and I feel good about it. The people that I'm surrounding myself with and I'm spending the majority of my time talking to, including y'all bag chasers, they got a better spirit. They got a greater outlook. They actually looking forward to the future. And instead of always talking about doom and gloom, and that junk will drag you down. It will drag your spirit down. Like, when you around negative energy all day, it will absolutely kill what you have in there. And you just holding on by a glimmer of hope. And some of y'all are so mad. And some of y'all found me because you were so mad at some of the stuff I said, because it upset the establishment that was established within you that told you that you're supposed to be a certain way. And you only had a glimmer of hope. And I tapped into it. It was a dude that called me last night. And he said, Anton, I was upset when I first seen you, but I realized that you was just tapping into the thing that I didn't like about myself. It's a glimmer of hope in there. You still got a burning candle in there, bro. And life ain't over for you. I don't care what your baby mama did. I don't care what you did to her. I don't care what happened to you in your lifetime. I don't care who your father and your mother was. Your path and your way forward is beautiful. It's a beautiful story, bro. It is a beautiful story. And I'm telling you, you got to embrace it. You got to love it. You got to enjoy life. You got to dance like nobody is looking. For you content creators out there, stop worrying about what people think about you when you're vlogging on the street. And if anybody is watching you, don't care. Don't care. Stop caring, especially when you know that your path is bright and forward. Stand strong in your convictions of righteousness. Stand strong in your conviction of having a better future. Stand strong in the thing that's actually going to benefit you. You, it's time to be selfish. For those of y'all that's raised y'all kids and they out the house and stuff like that, understand this. Understand, hear me clearly. You lived your life for everybody else. I've been living my life for everybody else. My entire adult life has been for everybody else. And then I'll buy myself a little gift here and there, so on and so forth. But the overwhelming majority of everything that I've done up to this point has always been to make sure that everybody else is benefiting from me. And don't even look for appreciation. Don't even look for anybody to celebrate you. It ain't for them. Celebrate yourself. now, today, August 21st on a Wednesday at 9:33 a.m. Eastern. Today is the day that we now be selfish. We are going to be selfish and we're going to make sure that we live every single day like it's our last. Leave nothing on the table. Leave nothing to chance. No regrets. Everything you do, do it with purpose. Take care of your business, be on top of it, and then party harder than you worked. Work hard, party harder. That's the play. That's the play. That's what I'm living like. That's what my life is like. Today, from here on out, I don't care what happens around me. It is living every day in my purpose and like it's my last day on earth. And no, I don't want y'all sitting here saying, oh man, something must be wrong. No, everything is great. Everything is great. Health is good. Gym is great. Life is good. Daughter is doing well. I had a conversation with her last night because I was out at the place out in the suburbs last night. I was talking to my daughter. And the conversation that we was having was what college she was thinking about going to. She going into the 11th grade. I said, hey, baby, it's time for you to start thinking about college. Did you see that? Because I sent her a TikTok yesterday of all of the different colleges and what it is that you can experience. I said, where you want to go? Where you want to go? I want you to start thinking about college. I am going to build my dream home. I've bought a plot of land. I am going to build my dream home for me. It's for me. I am going to make every wall custom according to my personality. I am going to build a guest house. So when people come and visit me, family members come and visit me, they can't stay in the big house. You got to stay in the guest house. You got to stay in the guest house. I am going to build a studio, a compound that is so beautiful simply because that's what I want. Now, at 42 going forward, it's about me. It's about what I want. That's it. I did it for everybody else. I made my sacrifices. I took my time. I took care of my daughter. I took care of my wife. I took care of everybody. Now going forward, it's about what's best for Anton. And you should be saying the same thing. If you made the sacrifices, then if you ain't there yet, let's be clear. If you still a person that's a dusty and you got a lot of work to do, then get to the point to where you can actually make that sacrifice and say, now it's for me. Get to the point where everybody else is taken care of. Take care of your kids. Be on top of things. Be responsible. Be accountable for the things that you've done in your life. Take ownership and responsibility and then live the rest of your life the way that you want to. That's the goal.